in order to have the bracelet from take it from here and get it on here, she has to it on.
Slip it on.
Or put
it on.
Okay. If it looks like rain, it's a good idea to carry a
umbrella.
And things you put on the top of the bed when the bed is made. The great
spread. Or bedspread. Often we just call them spread for short.
Mm-hmm. You would ever call it a coverlet or a coverlid or counterpane. Okay. Now there's a little bit heavier thing like this.
Comforter.
Okay.
And the comfort. Sometimes it was just the comforter, I believe.
Does one seem to be older than the other?
Yes, I think so. I think that at your home, how was that? Were they always comforter? It seems to me, I recall, that we would say, get the comfort on.
Comfort.
Comfort, yes.
Okay.
That's an older one.
That's an older one, okay. And sometimes they're patchwork.
Quilts.
Would that be the same as a comfort?
No, that is a lighter covering. It has just a little filling between cotton, while the comfort may have woolen or a deep cotton filling, and it's often done in outing flannel too to make it warmer.
You ever take a couple of comforters when you had a lot of company and put them on the floor, and the children sleep on it when they place for them to sleep? A special word for that? You ever call it a pallet? Wouldn't you use that for pallet?
I don't think we ever did it very much. I usually had lived in a home where there were enough bedrooms, so I don't know what they called it. Okay. Do you?
No, I don't.
Wall-to-wall carpet, you might say, goes
from wall to wall,
and you know, across the room it goes
lengthwise.
Yeah, or that way anyway. But it goes from here way over to there. You might say that it goes across
all the way, or clear across, right. Clear across the room.
Okay, you wouldn't say clean across, probably.
No, I've heard it though. I've heard some people in this area say it. Yes, I've heard that too.
Mm-hmm. But your folks wouldn't have used it.
No, I don't believe we'd say clear across.
Okay. Now another name for rich black soil is what?
Loam.
And okay, you wouldn't call it loam. It's loam. Loam.
Yeah, rich loam.
Okay, the field that you let grow in grass and clover, you might call your
pasture.
Meadow.
Meadow or pasture, yeah.
Pasture. You wouldn't call it swale, bayou, bottomland, or anything. Okay, there's a field that's wet most of the year. We might call it the
pond.
Well, and water might get into it and it can't get out. It's insects around in there. And it's just a
swamp.
Is that any different? You have a different word for it? I don't know. There's no sea around here, but along the sea they have these things. They call them something else sometimes. A marsh. Would you use that word? Differentiate
not
marsh
around.
From swamp?
Maybe I just heard it in books, you know, marsh.
Yes, I've read of that in my
school. I probably wouldn't make any distinction there. I'm not around the sea either, but some people do, if they happen to be around both places. You wouldn't call a swamp a slough, would you?
Yes.
Now again, is that would it be an older word, do you think?
I think it would be. I think that
your folks might have used it.
Yes. Slough.
We had to, just like you mentioned, the piece that was hard to farm. Why? It say that the slough ground there. That's always it's backward and wet. Like you just get in certain times when you can work that, if at all, and.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now a little freshwater stream that goes through the farm might be called a
ditch.